Blackstone Audio presents Without Warning by John Birmingham. First Day, March 14th, 2003. Chapter 1. Pitié-Salpêtrière Hospital, Paris. The killer awoke surrounded by strangers. An IV line dripped clear fluid through a long, thick needle punched into the back of her right hand. Surgical tape held the silver spike in place and tugged at the fine blonde hairs growing there. The strangers, all women, leaned in, their faces knotted with anxiety, apparently for her. But she stared instead at her hands, which lay in her lap on a thin brown blanket. They looked strong, even masculine. She turned them over, examining them. The nails were cut short. Calluses disfigured her knuckles, the heels of both palms, and the sides of her hands, from the base of both little fingers down to her wrists. The more she stared, the more unsettled she became. Like the women gathered around her bed, those hands were completely alien to her. She had no idea who she was.
"Kathy, are you all right?"
"Nurse!" somebody called out. The strangers, three of them, seemed to launch themselves at her bed, and she felt herself tense up, but they simply wanted to comfort her.
"Doctor, she's awake,"
one of them said in French. She felt soft hands patting her down, stroking her, the way you might comfort a child who suffered a bad fright.
"Kathy."
That wasn't her name, was it? Kathy tried not to panic, or to show how much she didn't want any of these women touching her. They looked like freaks, not the sort of people she'd want as friends. And then she remembered. They weren't her friends. They were her mission.